All right, Coach, I know you don't like to lose, but can this serve as a wake-up call for your team?
Well, I hope so, for sure. I mean, we had a great trip, but to end it off like this with a performance like tonight, we're disappointed. So it wasn't one guy, it wasn't one line, it was every player on our team. So we just got to, you know, regroup tomorrow, go back home, and get ready for the next game.
Still big picture, right? Keep the big picture in mind. Great road trip, and just try and regroup when you get home.
Yeah, definitely, because like I said, it's one game. You're disappointed. You're a little embarrassed. So hopefully that, instead of showing a lot of video, they know they played a horrible game tonight, and they weren't ready, and they didn't compete. So it happens. We don't like it when it happens, but hopefully we learn a lesson from it.
Just to get Louis out, just to kind of save him for the next
Yeah,
game.
Definitely. I mean, Louis's been strong, and, you know, I wasn't blaming any of the goals on Louis. It was just to get him out and get him ready for the next game. And like I said, the way we were playing, it's different if we're making a comeback and battling back. But when it was 4-1, there was no way our players were coming back. Just the way they were playing, their body language, and they weren't working hard enough.
When did this guy Perreault turn into a
Gretzky? He's a good player. I seen him in the Quebec League, so he's got some talent and score. But he got 4 tonight, so a great game by him.
Did you notice tired guys, did rubbery legs? Could you tell from the beginning?
Well, in the first period wasn't too bad. I thought we played okay in the first period. We made 3 big mistakes, and it cost us 2 goals. So, but after the first period, I just thought there was nothing there.
When Boland scores, it's 3-1. You guys have come back all season. Was there a glimmer of hope until you got...
Well, they scored right after that. It was 3-1, like you said, and they're, you know, obviously like to keep battling back. But when they put that 4th one in, you could just see the guys, and they didn't play well after the first period at all.
Did it make for a rough plane ride home, even after a 4-2
trip? I don't think so. No, we'll forget about it tonight. I know I'm going to forget about it. And tomorrow we get on the plane, we get a 4-hour trip, and we get ready for Colorado. We got 3 games before the break. And I guess if you said tonight, I'm disappointed. But in the 4-2 road trip, I'm pretty happy.
And 41 games in the bank, about 3 points out of a playoff spot. I guess you got the guys in the right spot.
Yeah, no, we're in the right spot. We just got to turn the page on this one tonight and go from there, you know. So, like I said, we got 3 big games before the All-Star break, and got to make sure we take care of that.
You guys didn't win tonight, but you won 4 games on this 6-game road trip. Mm-hmm. What does... winning 4 games on a road trip like this do, you know, as far as the season goes? What have you learned about
that? I think a team like us, it really helps you a lot. I mean, coming on the road and winning 4 games like we did, we played really good in all those games except for tonight. So 5 out of the 6 games, we battled, we competed, and we played real good hockey. So tonight's obviously disappointing. And, you know, we talked about it this morning. I mean, you warn the guys, you know, it's going to be tough. It's a 13-day road trip, 14-day road trip, and you know tonight's going to be tough. To get yourself mentally ready. And we talk about it, but... Talking doesn't work all the time. So, you know, they had a tough one. We'll move on.
Not great timing, Coach, but can you sum up the first half of the season? Because we're not going to see it.
I'm real happy. Real happy. We're in a good spot. I mean, like I said, we got some games in hand and some teams. We're right in the thick of the playoffs here, and we just got to make sure we're doing the same thing the second half. If we do, I think we'll be a playoff team. If we fall off a little bit and don't play as well, then we won't be there. But I think our team's battling. I think our team's confident, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
The rest of the league probably considers you guys overachievers. I don't think you believe that, do you?
No, I don't. I mean, I didn't know, I didn't know a lot of the guys in their team when I started the first of the year. After the 10-game mark, I really believed in our team. You know, I see we had the guys who were playing well, and we had a strong performance every game. So overall, I think, you know, did we overachieve a little bit? 8 games over 500 at the halfway mark, probably. But I don't think we're an overachiever now. I think we're a good team that works hard and competes every night.
See you in sunny Florida.
Yeah.